Ridgeline wind turbines generate significant amounts of renewable energy, but they produce something else too, noise, and way too much of it, according to some people who live near the projects. So last year, lawmakers instructed state regulators to come up with new sound standards for mountaintop wind projects. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, it's done little to quiet the controversy.
Last week, lawmakers held yet another hearing on the proposed new sound standards for wind turbines. And about halfway through the four-hour meeting, Orange County Senator Mark McDonald offered an analogy. McDonald says he wasn't at all happy when he discovered that Interstate 89 would be carving a path near his home in Williamstown. Now, when the leaves are off the trees especially, McDonald deals with the steady thrum of passing automobiles.
But it was in the public good for Interstate 89 to go by my home, and I was just obliged to deal with the annoyance because of the benefit to my neighbors and the benefit to the state.
Here's his point. You might not like the sound of wind turbines, just like he doesn't like the sound of cars racing by his house at 70 miles per hour. But when a project benefits the greater public good, sometimes the neighbors have to suck it up. Like other lawmakers, McDonald fears the new sound standards being proposed by the Vermont Public Utility Commission could effectively kill the commercial wind industry in Vermont. And he says they cannot allow a critical renewable energy option to die off simply because it annoys a relatively small number of landowners. The Public Utility Commission, though, says these new standards are about something far more substantial than mere annoyance.
The primary objective was the health and safety objective and protecting against sleep disturbance.
That's John Cotter, a staff attorney at the Public Utility Commission, and he says ensuring that health and safety objective means wind projects can't register any louder than 30 decibels inside people's homes. And he says the proposed sound limits are designed to adhere to that standard, which is recognized by the World Health Organization.
We get the added benefit, hopefully, of lower levels of annoyance, which would then, in turn, hopefully reduce opposition to well-sited projects.
The issue of sound and wind has gone hand in hand since projects began proliferating in Vermont. And a small but very well-organized group of wind activists, many of whom live nearby existing projects, have prevailed upon lawmakers to quiet their whoosh. The Public Utility Commission says the decibel limits it's proposing would protect neighbors. But lawmakers like Robin Chestnut Tangerman say the limits are among the most restrictive in the nation.
I have concerns about unduly hampering wind development in Vermont.
Lawmakers also question the validity of the science that's been used to arrive at the proposed limits. At Thursday's hearing, Chittenden County Senator Ginny Lyons said she didn't want to sound disrespectful, but she says it's not clear to her that the proposed sound levels are, quote, rational. Kevin Fink, a policy analyst at the Public Utility Commission, says the agency's decision should be grounded in science.
And I think that's essentially what the commission has done, is looked at the literature that's out there and weighed it in light of the evidence and the considerations that it is charged with and selected a number that it felt struck the right balance.
Margaret Cheney is one of the three members of the Public Utility Commission. She says the new rules might change where commercial wind projects can be sited in Vermont, but she says they won't make those projects impossible.
So if we thought that this rule would be, in effect, a moratorium, we would not have offered it.
The Legislative Committee on Administrative Rules was supposed to decide last week whether to let the new sound standards go into effect. They postponed a decision for at least 2 weeks, saying they need more time to consider the proposal. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.